Welcome to God and Country Radio, where we discuss current events in the life of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. I've received a number of emails asking me if I've done any programs about CRT, critical race theory, and I have addressed this subject at length for a number of years, even before these recent protests at school board meetings. In the spring of this year, I did a four-part series called Wokeism, which was all about leftism and social Marxism, critical race theory, and white privilege. But it occurred to me that I have never done a YouTube specifically entitled Critical Race Theory. And that is why some YouTubers were asking me the question. So that was my mistake in titling the programs. I'm just starting to learn how important the title is in search parameters. So this week I want to again address CRT because I'm putting a brochure together about it. And generally because Christians need to be well-versed in this false teaching. Because CRT is sweeping the nation and there are eschatological reasons for its popularity. And all Christians should address critical race theory because it's a great springboard off of which to explain the true gospel of Jesus Christ. One of the best ways to explain what something is by showing an example of what it's not. And in the New Testament, the apostles would often explain the truth of the gospel against the backdrop of the false gospel. For example, in the Galatian church, the Judaizers were coming into the church teaching the false gospel of justification by the law rather than by Christ. So Paul begins in Galatians chapter 1, "I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you who want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be accursed." Then Paul goes on to compare the true gospel to the gospel of the Judaizers, so that the reader would come away realizing that the teaching of the Judaizers is not so innocent. And the teaching of the true gospel is very specific and unique. Critical race theory is a false gospel. And we would do well to realize this. A movement or an ideology doesn't have to claim to be religious in order for it to be a false gospel. Marxism is a false gospel. Existentialism is a false gospel. Humanism is a false gospel. Yet they are not overtly religious, but they are teaching falsehood concerning man's origin and destiny, falsehood concerning the true definition of sin, falsehood concerning how man can be redeemed or delivered. The late Christian theologian Francis Schaeffer used to always say that liberalism is a Christian heresy, in the sense that liberalism could not survive if it weren't borrowing truth from Christianity, or rather living parasitically off of a Christian culture. For example, liberalism is claiming that there is a moral standard society should follow, that we ought to treat people fairly, equally, just. Now, of course, liberalism twists the meaning of those words. I mean, for liberalism, fairness means being able to kill your baby, that fairness is putting your comfort above the life of a baby in the womb. But still, liberalism is making a claim of moral rightness and wrongness. But in atheistic materialism, there can be no such thing as morality. It's simply survival of the fittest. It's survival for survival's sake. So a liberal can't really say a conservative is morally wrong because everything's relative. But the left will still talk about morals and moral superiority when they have no foundation for morals. What they're doing is borrowing values from Christianity to fool a culture that still thinks in terms of Christian absolutes. Even the devil in the garden, in tempting Eve, had to agree with the existence of God. Genesis 3:5, Satan said, "For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God." Satan had to use God's truth in order to twist God's truth. Can you imagine making the argument against racism without God? If there's no God, what is wrong with one race persecuting another race? Because in atheistic evolutionary terms, racism would be a good thing because it would result in the survival of the fittest race. A pro-abortionist can't even argue for abortion without twisting the biblical concept that humans have some right to their own body. So in this sense, all false teaching is a Christian heresy. It purports to be operating on God's moral values, but perverts the hierarchy of those values. So if I were to outline this message, point number one would be that critical race theory is a Christian heresy, and don't be deceived by its claims to morality. And again, as Christians, the reason we argue against critical race theory is because it's a false gospel, a false good news, a false way to righteousness, and we oppose it like the apostles fought the heresies in the early New Testament church. As in Titus chapter 1, verse 8, refuting those who contradict the truth of Christ, for there are many rebellious men, empty talkers, and deceivers who must be silenced because they're upsetting whole families, teaching things they should not teach. And if you fully embrace the teaching of critical race theory, it will damn your soul. Like the false teaching of the Judaizers, it will sever you from Christ and you will fall from grace. Because CRT does not correctly define man's sin, nor the way to redemption through faith in Christ. And we argue against critical race theory because we want to share the saving good news of Jesus Christ. I've read many conservative articles explaining and refuting CRT, and they write about how it violates the Constitution, how it bullies people, how it's racist. But I've yet to read the falsehood of CRT explained in the light of the truth of the gospel. Probably because so few know the gospel and so they miss the real error of CRT. You know, in fact, I would even go as far as to say that many conservatives who criticize CRT are ideologically in bed with CRT because they too hold to the same false definitions of sin and salvation. Well, I have before me pages and pages covering the poison of critical race theory, but let's cut through it all and get to the root. The root is what we need to know in our apologetic witness to other people. And here it is. Critical race theory teaches you are the victim. The gospel of Jesus Christ teaches you are the sinner. Now, yes, the Bible speaks about how the righteous can be sinned against, how there is oppression in this world, but I'm talking about emphasis. CRT puts the emphasis on you are the victim. The gospel of Jesus Christ puts the emphasis on you are the sinner. But the sinner loves nothing more than to hear that they are victims being oppressed. You know, as you know, in secular psychology, it's not that you've sinned, it's just that your needs are not being met, or that your dysfunction is the fault of your parents, or the fault of society. Or in the economic theories of Marxism, its popularity was that the business owners were being blamed. I'm not the problem, the problem is the owners. The blame shifting is why critical theory, which is social Marxism, is spreading like wildfire throughout the academic world. In the rejection of the gospel of Jesus Christ, a false religion is naturally filling the vacuum. And it is a false religion that flatters and appeases the unsaved, self-righteous mind. 2 Timothy 4, the time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And critical race theory fits that bill. It tickles itching ears. Now, the whole theory is very broad, but here is an official, succinct definition. Critical race theory, CRT, is an intellectual and social movement and a loosely organized framework of legal analysis based on the premise that race is a category that is used to oppress and exploit people of color. Critical race theorists hold that racism is inherent in the law and the legal institutions of the United States insofar as they function to create and maintain social, economic, and political inequalities between whites and non-whites. Now that sounds somewhat right, because people in their pride and ignorance can be racist. But the error is in the full teaching of CRT that's not really in that definition. In practice, for CRT, racism is the main and the only sin. And it's the racism of others that is the main cause for all of my problems and dysfunction. And in that, the truth about the sin of racism is being perverted. Remember, the lie of Satan is not to eliminate the truth, but to twist the truth. For example, if I started a movement opposing the sin of laziness, no problem. But if I then said that laziness, the laziness of others, is the reason for all of your suffering, then I'm attributing to the sin of laziness what is not true. Christianity is against racism, but it is a heresy to say that racism, the racism of others, is the main problem. The Bible places the main problem on our personal sin. The Jews in Jesus' day thought that their main problem was the Roman occupation, Roman oppression, rather than their own personal sin. And hence they chose Barabbas, a political zealot, over Jesus, the personal savior from sin. Now, just think about why racism has become the moral crusade of our day. Everything is about racism. You see, even the world wants to have a moral crusade because we're all moral creatures and we want a purpose and a cause to live for. But could today's moral crusade be against abortion? No, because the ungodly want to keep abortion. Could it be against adultery? No, because the sexual liberation of the 60s told us that adultery is okay. How about a moral crusade against homosexuality? No, people love their sexual freedom. What about a movement opposing the sin of transgenderism? No, that wouldn't work because everybody today wants personal autonomy, that you can be your own God and you can make up your own reality. And people don't want to be on a crusade against totalitarian big government because they love big government, the power of man. And today there can't even be a moral crusade against crime and drugs because the spirit of the age is that people should be able to do their own thing. But the sin of racism, that becomes a safe sin to speak against because that's the other guy's sin, not mine. And nobody wants to be judged for anything, especially for what they have no control over, like the color of their skin. So in portraying yourself as moral, the only acceptable sin to speak against in our culture is racism. The big moral crusade of our day is against judgmentalism. Sinful judgmentalism such as racism, but that also translates over to the left being opposed to any form of judgmentalism, even righteous judgment. The moral standard being taught today is to tolerate all sins as long as it's a sin that doesn't oppress me. And rather than the law of God, equality and diversity have become the new foundation for ethics. So the companies are not hiring Christian ethicists, but equity and diversity coordinators to enforce that morality. Now, if this were a matter of equity and diversity in regard to the color of one's skin, that would be fine. But the racial component is being used as a devious wedge to teach moral equity and diversity, where equity means immorality is to be equal with morality, actually superior to morality, and diversity means accepting moral perversions. Critical race theory is an outgrowth of critical theory, which views the world as being oppressed by God's law. First, God's law concerning property rights, hence critical theory spawned Marxism. Then in God's law concerning morality, hence critical theory spawned social Marxism, where the complaint of oppression moved from the realm of economics into the realm of morality. Critical theory is about criticizing God's law and seeing unfair oppression in all the social institutions set up by God, in work, in family structure, in gender. Again, the oppression of racism is just one small part of the overall theory. And even then, the sin of racism is being misinterpreted and misused. CRT's twisted application of racism is a way of indicting America's Christian heritage and her moral law. And this is why critical race theory is being mostly promoted not by minority groups, but by white leftists. Look at who shows up to support critical race theory. Look at the makeup of Antifa. It's all white leftists who hate America and Christian values and who want to use critical race theory as a moral club to bring in communism. And this is why critical race theory speaks so much about intersectionality. Here's a definition of intersectionality: the complex, cumulative way in which the effects of multiple forms of discrimination, such as racism, sexism, and classism, combine, overlap, or intersect, especially in the experiences of marginalized individuals or groups. In other words, every group that feels oppressed is part of critical race theory, because the theory invites all who feel oppressed, and the theory is about the powerful oppressing the weak. And transgenders and abortionists and homosexuals feel they have been oppressed by the Christian culture. And that's why being anti-abortion or anti-LGBTQ is now being called racism, because you are against the race of people or the group of people who are for abortion or LGBTQ. And for them, that's just as bad as being against the color of someone's skin. So Christian conservatives are being called racist, and this is the left's moral justification for opposing biblical morality. Doesn't make any logical sense, but the slogan and the sound bites get traction among those who are ethically and biblically illiterate. So the foundational ideology of critical race theory is in making anti-oppression the moral crusade of our day, rather than the biblical message of man's failure to keep the law of God. Here is the bottom line. Critical theory is Satan's original claim against God. And it's really fascinating that this original argument against God is showing up in these last days. Remember Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13? Satan's aspiration was, I will ascend to the heavens, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, I will make myself like the Most High. This is also the claim of humanism, man is God. But behind this satanic claim is the assertion that God doesn't have the right to rule, that God is an oppressor. Now consider the temptation in the garden. Satan's lie to Eve was in essence the same claim he was making against God. God is an oppressor by not letting you do your own thing. He's keeping you from reaching your full potential by his rules. Again, Genesis 3:5, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Intrinsic in that claim is that God does not have the intrinsic right to rule over us. He's an oppressor. And it just so happens that the ideology that's sweeping the world in our day is all about the oppressed and the oppressor. Where Christian moral values are being called racism, anti-equity, and anti-diversity. CRT has Satan's fingerprints all over it. Now, if CRT was just about the actual biblical sin of racism, then it would be a Christian movement. But it's all about distorting the sin of racism and making it the cause of all dysfunction in society. That it's oppression of others that's the problem. In our times, the error is not just the ideology of hedonism or materialism or Darwinism. What we have today is an anti-oppression movement operating under the buzzwords of CRT, intersectionality, power structures, hegemony. And this is being used to justify the repudiation of God's authority and his moral law. The complete removal of Christian economic, social, and moral values from the nation. CRT, in its oppression worldview, may look like the world entering into some new stage of moral advancement, but it's actually a movement to throw off Christian morals. It's the end time prophecy of Psalm chapter 2. The nations are in an uproar, and the people devise a vain thing. The kings of the earth, they take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. The nations want to throw off the rule of God. And the end time prophecy of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is that the world will enter into a stage of rebellion or apostasy against God. So the Christian community really needs to understand that critical theory, in all of its various aspects, is the lie that will justify the great worldwide rebellion against God, prophesied to come at the end of this age. And if we're to win people to Christ through the gospel, we must share with them that coming to Christ means rejecting Satan's arguments. His claim that God and God's moral law is oppressive, but instead receiving God's truth, that we are the sinners, we are the oppressors, we are the lawless ones. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands, there is none who seek for God. Down to verse 21, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe, for there is no distinction, meaning no distinction between Jew or Greek, or black or white, or rich or poor. Verse 23, for all have sinned, and fall short of the glory of God. CRT is a false gospel with a twisted false view of sin and a false view of redemption. But Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You have been listening to God and Country Radio. The website is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube and Rumble channel is God and Country Biblical Exposition. Thanks for listening. May God grant you growth in all love and discernment. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the truth of the gospel, the truth of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.